All right, everybody. This is a rare, I don't want to call it a show, a little announcement. We're using the podcast feed for announcement, and I wanted to come to you guys. Not sure everybody subscribes to the Beyond the Mic newsletter or follows me on X. Not everybody's on X, but exciting news is I was able to announce today a new chapter in the history of the Talking Mets podcast, which, by the way, next April 1st-ish, 2026, will be 10 years old. It's amazing how time flies. So maybe we'll do something fun for the 10-year anniversary of the show. But as of this weekend, as of Sunday's show, I have partnered with, and this is still an independent show. It's still my show. It's still my content. Nothing's changing. I don't work for anybody. The only person I work for is the guy in the mirror. And he's a pain in the neck sometimes. But I have. I am going to be embarking on a new partnership with the Believe Network. You guys might be familiar with it. They have tons of content over there already. It's a premier audio and video network that produces and distributes a wide range of sports and lifestyle content. So I'm sure there's something that you're listening to that's already part of the Believe Network. This is a really interesting partnership because, as you guys know, over the summer, I had broken off with Fansided amicably. They were great people, but I didn't feel it was working. And I've been trying to figure out what the next phase of the Talking Mets podcast is because, quite honestly, and I've been doing this now almost 20 years myself, independent media, WGBB, ESPN Radio Long Island, obviously Blog Talk Radio was a home of this show. Maybe iterations of the show, not this show, but iterations of the show. This show was on Blog Talk Radio for a few years, and that was the first podcasting network. And I'm proud that when I shifted from doing all of New York sports, whether it be talking baseball or NY Baseball Digest or the Weekend Watchdog or all the other things that I've done over the years, that when I came here and started doing Talking Mets, I was pioneering Mets podcasting. And I'm proud to be, and maybe I'm wrong, and you could challenge me on that and tell me who's longer than me, but I'm the longest running Mets podcast out there. And I think we do a great job here being the bridge to the fans and the media, having a fun community that we continue to grow. Having mature discussions, having some fun and some disagreements, and maybe sometimes we're not perfect here. But I think joining a network like Believe allows this show to get more reach. It allows this show to get more resources. And I want to be straight. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change at all. First off, your feed shouldn't change. Everything should update. If you're getting this, it's already working. If you're a premium subscriber, nothing's going to change. If you like just doing the chat, nothing's going to change. Everything that we've been doing is not going to change. Believe is just going to be a strategic partner. Now, part of that will be that if you don't subscribe to the premium content, you will have commercials, some sort of insertions that Believe has the rights to on the weekly show that comes out. And I apologize because I know that bothers some people. I think that anytime you enter a partnership, there is trade-offs. And not just monetary trade-offs, but trade-offs for that network to leverage their relationships so that they could get your name and brand out there. And then obviously the work that they do for you, people have to be compensated. And I truly believe that there is enough free, paid, commercial, non-commercial content where no matter who you are, what your economic condition is, what your desires are, it doesn't mean you don't have the money, you may not want to spend the money, that you'll enjoy the show. And that has been my commitment. And I appreciate everybody sticking with this show. And I hope you understand that if you start to hear some commercials, it's kind of part and parcel. A lot of you are new to it. We pulled them after the Fansided situation, made it more that, hey, if you want to go to the premium side, that's what you'll pay. But everybody was kind of getting a commercial-free existence. And quite honestly, in order to grow the show, the more I did research, the more that I looked into it, that is a part of the business that you can't avoid. It's a necessary part of the business. So I hope you guys understand that. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for the show. I think in order for us to grow, and believe me, we grow as a community. Yeah, I put the work in, I do the show, I do some good shows, I do some bad shows, but we grow as a community. And I'm not doing this if not for the support you guys give, because anytime I start to wonder, is this going anywhere? I get an email, I get a comment, I get an engagement, and I say, you know what? That's why I do it. Believe me, I say this all the time. I'm not going to Turks and Caicos every weekend on anything that comes out of this. I hope one day I do, and I hope one day I'm able to give back some of that to you guys. But ultimately, if you're going to do a passion project like this and spend the time, what you're looking to get compensated is in terms of awareness and just covering some of the costs that come with putting out a product, especially as we head into a video era. And I've been looking to possibly add, similar to other shows, some occasional video live interaction that costs money. And in order to do that, you have to partner with a good network, and Believe was one that stepped up. And I think that they have some fabulous content. So far, my interactions with the team over there have been fabulous. I'm very humbled that they were interested in me, and that after some discussion over the course of a month or so, we were able to come together. And then this weekend will be the inaugural Talking Mets podcast on the Believe Network. Now, if you don't want to go to the Believe Network site, and I think you should, you're not, again, nothing's going to change. But hopefully this will be nothing but a positive for everybody. And like I said to those who started early with me, when maybe it wasn't even Talking Mets, and those who are more recent, I appreciate each and every one of you. This is not going to be a situation where we forget where we came from, or I forget where I came from. And my hope is that we continue to grow together, whether we agree, disagree, fight, love each other. And I want to make that very clear to everybody. No matter what the interaction is, whether it's on X or in the chat room or over email, or I say something that potentially rubs you the wrong way or you like, that shouldn't change what we're here for, which is to discuss, think, root, grieve, stress Mets baseball. Because it's a hobby, and it's a hobby that I think at times has not been as productive. I think it's a hobby that's been weaponized against the fan base by traditional media. And I think it's a team that deserves better coverage. And I'm not saying that there are plenty of guys doing a great job out there that are getting paid full time to do it. Believe me, they've been on the show. But I think what I bring and what you bring as a community, which continues to grow and has grown every year as we've gone through our history, we've had some good partnerships, we've had some bad partnerships, we've had people who've tried to stop this show, believe me, or felt that it couldn't survive without some kind of, you know, website attached to it. And I mean, TalkingMetsPodcast.com is a website, but it's more like, hey, here's where you go for a clearinghouse of the show. It's not a traditional longtime blog or anything like that. We've survived, and we've survived together. And I think that that's what keeps me going. I really believe that. I really mean that. And I want to thank everybody for your support to date. I think this partnership doesn't happen without your support. I had come to a crossroads after the fan-sided partnership because I had to decide what I wanted to do going forward. And this is a bit of a chemistry experiment because every day, every month, daily, weekly, whatever you want to call it, I'm thinking about how to change it and make it better. I take every suggestion that comes my way. Some I'm able to do, some I'm not able to do. Some are in the parking lot, so to speak. So I just wanted to take this moment to announce the partnership, let you know that you might start hearing some commercials, let you know that TalkingMetsPodcast.com is where you need to go to get the free chat room if you want to be a part, subscribe to the Substack newsletter, get the show, subscribe to the show, whether it be on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, whatever RSS feed you use. It's there. If you've subscribed, it's fine. If you haven't, please do. And on Sunday, we're back at it. You know, the offseason has started. We started with a bang this week. We've already had some great premium content on Pete Alonso this week. And looking at the roster, we're going to continue with that on Sunday. And this is a journey. And we talk about the journey being the getting to know you phase, and then what does this team need phase, and then go get it done phase. Well, you know what phase we need to add to that? Is the building the team together phase. And the offseason is the building the team together phase. It's the remembering Mets history phase. It's enjoying baseball phase. Talking about baseball. What's better than talking about baseball, a summer sport, on a cold winter. And today it's fall in New York, our first kind of chilly day. There's a little of the old chill on the pumpkin, so to speak. But how many times have I woken up with a nice cup of coffee on a Sunday morning? It's 8 degrees out here on Long Island, and I'm there talking about baseball and how the Mets are going to win a ball game in July when it's going to be 95 degrees and we're going to be out having barbecues and we're going to be sitting out on a deck or maybe at the park with our app or our old school radio and just enjoying Mets baseball whichever way we consume. And guess what? It's not just here in New York. We've got your UK subscribers, Canadian subscribers. We have subscribers from all over the world, and they're there. They're real, and I hear from them. And we love you, too. And the fact that this community has been built out like that, you know, is a really cool thing. And that's why I do it, because I would not meet 99% of you if I just was talking Mets baseball in my own little ecosystem and my own little personal daily interaction. So this is a lot of the positives that come from social media and what's going on. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this short announcement. Talking Mets, Mike Silva joins the Believe Network. Keep going to TalkingMetsPodcast.com or contact me at MikeSilva@TalkingMetsPodcast.com. No G, remember, no G. And I'll see you all on Sunday, and we'll be back at it, Talking Mets Baseball. Till then, take care, everybody.